Did you know the risk of cancer does not stop at the scene of a fire? Firefighters are constantly exposed to diesel exhaust fumes and other airborne toxins that get trapped inside the station. Protect yourself with MagnaGrip through the combination of MagnaGrip exhaust removal systems and AirHawk air purification systems. Learn more at MagnaGrip.com.
You're listening to Fire Engineering Radio, the future firefighter podcast with host Chris Baker.
Attention, Company 3, Company 2, Engine 9, Engine 12, Operator 1, Battalion 1, Battalion 2, District 604, C. Charles. Structure fire, Washington and Union.
Join him and his guests as they discuss how to engage with future members of the fire service through mentorship as they seek a career in the fire service.
You can show the fire under control.
Good morning and welcome to this episode of Fire Engineering Radio, the Future Firefighter Podcast. Joining me is Captain Jason Shanley from the San Diego Fire Department. Captain, welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the gift of your time and for you coming on the podcast to share a little bit about joining the San Diego Fire Department.
It's a pleasure and it's been a long time coming. And I'm glad that you finally allowed us to be here. We're super grateful. Thank you.
Well, it's been busy, as you know, with 2021 and, you know, we're already, January is really busy with 2022. So I'm based here in Sacramento and you're in San Diego, but we feel right next door to each other. And in the fire service, what makes the fire service great is the family, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the networking,
sure,
the mentorship. And I have to take a minute and thank you for your friendship and mentorship over the years. I love it. Anytime that we get together and talk, you know, after I get off the phone with you, I could go through a brick wall, you know, like my wife is like, oh, he's fired up. So, Cap, thank you. And if you could, for the listeners, if you could just give a brief introduction to yourself.
Sure. So my name is Jason Shanley. I'm a fire captain with San Diego City. San Diego Fire Rescue Department is our technical name. We typically say San Diego City. I have been on the job almost 22 years. My job now is recruitment. I am in charge of our recruitment efforts. I am originally from St. Paul, Minnesota, grew up there for 15 years. I moved to Arizona for a short amount of time, and I've been in California for almost 36 years. I'm married 26 years to the most beautifulest woman in all of the world. I guarantee you that. We've been together almost 29 years. I have two children. And I often say that everything that my children ever ate, everything that they've ever worn, every trip across the country, we've been almost all around the country that we've ever taken, and just every extracurricular thing that they've ever done was paid for by the San Diego Fire Rescue Department. And so I just want to say I feel extremely blessed to be a part of this organization, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to recruit. That's a little bit about me, and I'm just happy to be here. I really am. Let me say this last thing. I promise you, every time I do a presentation and I ask students, hey, how many of you have ever heard like a parent or loved one say, I have to go to work tomorrow? And they always go, and I say, well, my kids never heard their dad say that. I've never had to go to work tomorrow. I get to go to work tomorrow. And there's a big difference. When you do something that you love, you never have to go to work. The old folks used to, and now I'm one of those old folks, right? The old folks used to tell me that, find something you love because you'll never have to go to work. And I finally understand what that means, that having the privilege to be able to be a public servant with the city of San Diego has, hands down, with the exception of marriage and some of the other things that are a lot more personal, has been the best decision I have ever made. And I'm glad that the fire department found me and not someone else. So I just need to get that out the way. Super blessed to be able to do this job. I have to pinch myself every time I get on the rig. I can't believe I get to do it. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
So you traded the snow for the sand.
Imagine that. Who would do something so stupid? And I do it 100 times. Minnesota is the greatest place, still a really incredible place. But, you know, San Diego is now my home. I've been here most of my life, but I still call Minnesota home. I have a lot of family still there.
I have a lot of friends in Minnesota, and you know, they're shoveling their walks and their driveways, and you're out basking on the sun, you know, on the beach. Yeah. Nah.
I only watch snow on the TV now, brother. Never, never out my window, only on television. Yeah.
Well, Cap, again, thank you for the gift of your time and for joining my listeners today to learn a little bit more about San Diego Fire Rescue and the opportunities that you have for firefighter trainee. So if you could please, sir, if you could just talk about your current roles and responsibilities and your current position with San Diego Fire Rescue Department.
So I am the recruitment officer, and my responsibility, as I always say, is to reach into communities, educate them on different careers that are in the fire service, and then try to provide some type of mentorship through the process. One of the reasons why recruitment we believed was very necessary is so that we could make sure that we have and then to maintain the type of diversity that it takes to be a department that can serve the most people and to give the best service as consistently as possible. And I want to clarify something too, because we hear that word diversity, and that word diversity typically means ethnicity, right? Or race, if it depends on, and that's not necessarily what diversity means for us. For us, diversity is diversity in thought, opinion, lifestyle, you know what I mean? Educational diversity, and ethnic diversity, gender diversity, because our city is really, 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 really diverse. We are a true melting pot in the city of San Diego, and we serve every single type of person that you could ever think about. And it's important for us to have that kind of representation on our department, because we know that there are certain nuances that belong to certain cultures and communities that if we don't understand those things, we can actually be very offensive, even though we're not doing it on purpose. And there's just something about understanding other cultures and being able to appreciate those other cultures and have them represented in our city. So we certainly want to be the type of organization that services the different communities the way that they deserve to be served. So it's a pleasure to be the recruitment officer. It's difficult. We've been around since 1889, and we've never had a full-time recruitment person taking care of recruitment. So it's been a real challenge for us to try to build with all the other challenges that we face, staffing and other things like that. So it's been really challenging, but at the same time, very rewarding. I'm now at the point where some of the high school students that I've talked to are coming to me going, "Hey Cap, you remember when you came to my school or whatever?" Like, whoa. So it's kind of, I'm starting to see the fruit of it. So, yep. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. And you know, San Diego is a special place. The Coronado Bridge, you know, is one of my favorites. I have friends and family, you know, down in San Diego. It's for our listeners that are not from California, San Diego is one of the fastest growing places for people to move and buy homes. And it's a beautiful area to live in Southern California.
Sure.
I think we have the most sun. I think in California, I think they have the record for the most sun.
Okay.
And, you know, it's right close to Arizona. You know, when you think about the Sundays and not too much rain.
Sure.
You got the beach, you guys got surfboards and shorts, you know, it's a beautiful place.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that makes working here so unique is because we do have such a robust landscape, right? So in our department, we have over 300 square miles that we protect in the city of San Diego. And one of the areas that we protect is the San Ysidro border. That's the busiest border in the entire world. And we have a fire station that covers that. We also have several beach stations. You like running on the beach, or do you want to work out outdoors where you can see the water, or do you want to even just walk out the front of your station? I worked at a station last night. You walk out the front and there's the ocean, the Coronado Islands. You can see them clear as day. Do you want to work downtown in high rise and be in a very condensed area? Tons of different landscape and a lot of different areas that you can work in our department, not just areas of community, but areas of expertise that you're able to utilize the skills that you have. So this city is an incredible city to live in. I believe that San Diego has the best weather in California. It's very consistent. Sometimes it's a little manic, right? They always say in San Diego, if you don't like the weather, just wait 15 minutes. So it's a little weird as we go, but for the most part, the weather in San Diego is incredible. And you can work in various parts of the city and get a completely different experience on a daily basis, which is one of the things with a person like me that has extreme ADD is important for me working in a fire station and not doing the same things every single day.
If you could give me some statistics, how big is San Diego Fire Rescue Department?
Over 1,000. We have almost 1,000 sworn firefighters, and I believe it's 1,200 and some people that work for our department in general. So about 1,000 people is what we have on our job right now.
Wow, that's man. I think San Francisco's got 1,800. I think LA City and LA County, I think they're a little over 3,000, 3,500. San Diego, now how big is, how many square miles did you say San Diego covers?
So we cover about 300, I can't remember the exact number, but it's about 300 square miles. It's over 300 square miles.
Wow. And then what about the population? What is your community base?
Like I said, it's really diverse. I believe it's the last number, if I'm not mistaken, was 1.3 million or 1.3 million, I believe, in the city. But I will say it's extremely diverse. We're right by the border. And plus, because we're such a we're a Navy town, right? So we have a lot of military families. So a lot of people are transplants, as am I. My wife was one of the only, original people that's actually from San Diego or whatever, but a lot of people here are transplants. So the culture is very different in San Diego, right? There's, if you go to other parts of the city, you see people that have, or other parts of the country, different places, their residents wear the hat of the football team there and stuff like that. But I mean, we don't have a football team anymore, but even when we did, because we're so transient, you would see a lot of people with like different sports things. There's no one way to do San Diego. You will find whatever you're looking for if you come to San Diego. And the cool thing is you'll be able to do whatever you're looking for almost 100% throughout the year because San Diego has the best weather. And I will say that we have the best Mexican food in California, and I'll fight somebody over that.
Lived in the Fresno area before, and sure, we had some really good food. And San Diego, that is a highlight whenever you visit San Diego, is the food. And I love the culture. You think about the diversity and you think about the culture and the transplants, and you have the opportunity as a public safety servant to learn a second language. You mm-hmm. have the opportunity to learn a different culture. And one of the great things about being a public safety servant is we are welcome in every home in mm-hmm. our district, in our communities. We get the keys to the kingdom. They mm-hmm. let us in their front door. And so mm-hmm. when you get to go on calls, you get to experience different religions, different cultures, sure. different yeah. ethnicities. Yeah. And it's really important to understand the communities that we serve.
Sure.
So thank you for sharing that. So now let's go ahead and dive into your recruitment. I know mm-hmm. the recruitment just opened. If you could just talk a little bit about how someone would apply for your current firefighter trainee position.
Yep, great question. Our application process opened January 7th, 2022, and it closes February 7th, 2022. So the minimum requirement for us is you have to be 18 or older. We don't have a cutoff, though. You can be as old as you want. We've had folks that are 50 years old that have gotten into our academy. So the age requirement is only a minimum age of 18 or older. You have to have a high school diploma or a GED. We have people in our department with GEDs. There's no college necessary. And you have to have an EMT certification. It has to be one that's accepted by the state of California. I always say, if you're going to get your EMT certification, just get a national registry. It's good all over the country. Doesn't matter where you live. Just get a national registry EMT certification if you don't have one, and or a paramedic certification. Those are the minimum requirements to get on to the job. One of the things that I also say, and I think this is important for your audience to understand, this is a career. In 1 week, I'll be in the fire academy, and in 2 weeks, I'll be on the fire engine. And it's, nope, that's what happens if you work at a restaurant or something, right? That's how you do that. But careers tend to take a little bit more time. Get into it early. Start going early. If your school, we have 4 schools in the county of San Diego that have fire protection curriculum or pathways in the high schools. So we have students that are in these pathways already as youngsters. And so you can get exposed early. early exposure to a career is always going to put you at an advantage over someone else, right? Versus someone that's making a career change. It's much harder for me, and it was for me at 27 years old, to decide that I wanted to get into the fire service. And then I had to, you know, now I'm looking at, you know, family and this and that. I'm married and there's all kinds of other things now. But when you're young, if you get involved or whatever, you'll find a pathway and you'll meet other people along the road. And by the time you're old enough, or by the time you're sort of ready, you've sort of built up a resume for yourself. So I always say early exposure is key. But just remember that this process can be a long time. In a year or 2 years seems like an eternity when you're 18, 19, 20 years. Like, I can't wait that long. And I always tell people, I know, but it seems that way. But the beautiful thing is you will never get less. The rate of return, or the return on investment, is way higher than what you put in. You will always, the fire service is not like the stock market. There are no crashes in the fire service. You always gain. There is never a day that I've showed up to work and said, oh goodness, I just never have done that. So I tell people to just trust me, trust other people. When I tell you, whatever you invest, you will get back 100%. So do what you have to do now. Dave Ramsey always, he says, if you're willing to live today like no one else, then later on, you'll be able to live like no one else. And so I want to tell them that, to invest the time now, find the EMT school and get into it. Once you're done with that, or simultaneously with that, if you have the time and the opportunity, start taking fire courses, get exposed. You don't want the first time you touch a coupling to be in the fire academy. You want to understand what a one cylinder, four stroke cycle, gasoline power, Honda 5.5, rapid tail, ram fan turbo ventilator is before you go to the academy, so you can have that memorized. So those are the kinds of things. Expose yourself right now. Ask a lot of questions. And lastly, go to a fire station, knock on the door, ask questions, be inquisitive. That's what our job is. And firefighters love to talk about what they do. So I just want to encourage your audience to just dive in wholeheartedly. And lastly, I promise, is people, I always ask people, what is the best fire department? Whose department is the best one? And obviously people always say San Diego, because I'm with San Diego. And I say, you're wrong. The best department is the one that gives you a shot. The best department is the one that gives you an opportunity to work for them. That's the best department. So if you can't help it, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Be inquisitive and be aggressive. You will never lose in the fire service. You just won't.
And definitely. And thank you for sharing that. And I've had the opportunity to work with you guys in the past through Firehouse World. And we had Firehouse World in San Diego, and Chief Sindelbeck had me be his cabbie, and I was driving him around all over San Diego with all the different events, the hot classes, picking people up at the airport, shuttling people back and forth to the convention center.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful city, and there's so much opportunities for the viewers.
Yep.
And it's a great place to get your start. So Captain Shanley, from Minnesota to Arizona to San Diego, how did you get your start in the fire service?
When I was 19 years old, one of my best friends, who's a captain on our job right now, he had a really nice Nissan truck. They had a nice system in it. And, you know, I was kind of into that back in the day. You know, when I was 19, I wanted loud music and a truck with rims on it. And he had one of those trucks. He was physically fit and he always seemed happy. And in our community, having a good career, having a nice car, a career and some money was something that I always looked at. And I saw that he had all those things, and realizing that it was through the fire service. So I tested for the first time in 1991. I went down to the city, and this was back when you had manila envelopes, and you would have to put your own stamp on it with your address. That there was no emails at the time, obviously, right? I'm old, I know. And so you would turn that in. And then when the application opened up, that was your job interest card. Right? It was like, I'm interested. So they would take that stack of envelopes, stuff it with a whole bunch of stuff, and mail them out. So I get this email, or I mean, I get this this actual snail mail, and I open it up and I start studying this study guide. I had no idea what I was doing. I'd never been to a fire station before or anything. I just knew that my friend was doing it. I thought firefighters looked cool. Fire trucks always interest me. My dog used to chase one when I was a kid. My old English sheepdog named Quigley used to chase the St. Paul Fire Department down the street. So there was always this affinity for the fire service. And so I began to test, but I scored category 2 in 1991 when I was actually 21 years old at the time. I scored category 2 and I was bummed. I didn't get it. And so we had a hiring freeze in the city of San Diego for quite some time. I missed the next test. And then by this time I was a barber. And so one now battalion chief that was an engineer at the time became one of my clients and began to talk about the fire service. And I was like, wow. And like this thing just came up in me, like, this is something I really wanted to do. I just really kind of had no idea. I didn't really know anybody that was doing it. And it was just like, I don't know. It just left my mind but not my heart. So long story short, I ended up doing a ride along at a fire station. This gentleman whose hair I was cutting began to do an EMT class at Brothers United, which is a Black firefighters organization that has helped probably 80% of our fire department get on the job. They do interview prep, oration for our exam and interview process. Took an EMT course, became an EMT, started working as a BLS ambulance driver, and then an ALS ambulance driver. The test came up again. We went through the process, and then here I am at 29 years old. I am entering the fire academy with a brand new baby, 4 years married, and didn't really know how I was going to do it. But that was it. I turned 30 in the fire academy, graduated in 2000, and here we are today. And like I said, everything that I put into it, everything. That I put into this career, I have gotten back 100 times whatever I put into it. My journey is going to look different. Everybody's journey is going to look different. We have people that are 18 that know that they want to do this. There's no questions asked. There's people that are 26 that thought they didn't want to do it before, but now they do. And that those pathways are going to be different.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I started in the fire service at 26. So I feel you at 29. It's your journey and it's your pathway. And if you really think about it, all of us have a unique skill set. All of us have challenges, obstacles. You know, we have a lot to bring to the table. So when you think about being a candidate, being an applicant, you know, Captain Shanley, you know, with you getting a late start, and then, you know, I have friends that are in their 50s. A friend of mine got hired in San Francisco, and he's a truckie. He got out of the academy, and he's on a truck company at 51. You know, he turned 50 in the academy. So when you think about diversity and you think about, you know, having life experience and you think about, you know, having an opportunity in the fire service, the sky's the limit. Literally, the sky's the limit. So you brought up a good point, and I just want to echo what you shared. It's your journey and it's your story, and you could be a barber. And you could be cutting hair one day, and the next day you could be riding, you know, on a truck company. And you could be cutting hair at the fire station. I learned how to cut hair at the fire station. When you're stuck on duty, I worked Cal Fire my first season in 08. We were in the lightning seed. A buddy of mine was like, hey, let's give each other haircuts. Cause you know, we didn't have the opportunity just to sure. You know, get a day off or go get a haircut.
Sure.
And so the guys, we got together, we bought a wall, you know, we bought one of those really nice razors. And then we just, you know, somebody brought in sure. an apron, another guy brought in some scissors, another guy brought in, you know, some of the other things. And
yeah,
we had our own firehouse barbershop. And yeah. That's what we do. We improvise, adapt, and overcome. And
100%.
That's how I learned how to cut hair was at the firehouse. So for the listeners, if you want something out of this career, you have to put something into it. And usually it takes hard work. So yeah. Once you get the bug, once you get your mind made up and this is what you want to do, it's important to have a mentor. It's important to have somebody that can kind of help you along this journey and along this path. So Captain Shanley, if you could just mention, where would I go if I was a candidate and I wanted to apply? What website would I go to apply for the San Diego Fire Rescue Department?
Sure. So our our website is everything for us. Social media and website and everything is joinSDFD. Everything is joinSDFD. It's joinSDFD at sandiego.gov and it's joinSDFD on Instagram. I will say this for someone that's looking to get into the fire service. Again, depending on when you come in, it's going to make a difference. But if you're 18, if you're 16 to 21 years old and you're looking to get into the San Diego Fire Rescue Department, we have a cadet program. And if you don't live in the city of San Diego, but you're interested in getting in the fire service, look to see if they have a cadet program or an explorer program is what they call it. They do it through the Boy Scouts. We also have every single year, we have a junior fire camp. We have the Girls Empowerment Camp. We also have for those folks who are a little bit older, who maybe don't fit into the cadet program, we have the Women's Fire Prep Academy that we do once a year. You can find those things if you follow us on social media or the Women's Fire Prep just in general. So if you have any questions about the programs or things that we're talking about right now, feel free to send us a DM or an email. This is the time for you to get the questions answered that you have. Do not wait until there's no dumb questions. That's recruitment's job, is to make sure that you have the information that you need to make the most informed decision. I know you see captain, chief, you see all these titles and you go, oh man, I don't want to make a mistake. There is no mistake. That's our job. My job is to answer, recruitment's job is to answer the questions that you have now so that you don't end up going down the road the wrong direction and wasting time. So ask the questions. There's no dumb questions. But let me say this too. Please take the time. If you receive an email from any recruiter, any job, I don't care if it's not the fire service, you receive an email or any communication, take a second and read the communication. Read it twice. Typically, for the most part, the questions that we get are questions that were already answered in the actual original correspondence that we gave to you. So I know sometimes we're sort of used to this 15-second response time, ADD, and I can't, you know, we don't pay attention more than 10 seconds. I understand that. But in this particular career field, the key to being successful in the fire service is being able to be consistent over a long period of time. And you are going to have to train your brain to do something, even when you get tired and when you tend to lose focus, over a long period of time consistently. So when you get this communication, read it over, read it a couple times, and ask yourself the question that you're going to ask, and then read it in the correspondence and see if you get the answer. So, but feel free to email us. There are no dumb questions. I will answer the question, even if it's in the correspondence, and I may just tell you, hey, go back and look right here. Or you can go to our website at joinsdfd.org, and most of your questions will be answered in there. But as I always say, once you're done reading the information, if you have any follow-up questions, this is what we do. Don't hesitate to reach out to us. We are happy to help you, and we love talking about what we do. So I hope that helps.
Thank you. And I'll make sure and include that into the show notes and Awesome. Into the landing page. So if you're listening to this episode, feel free to go back to thefuturefirefighterpodcast.com, join San Diego Fire Rescue, and in there will be a link to be able to apply. So that's important. And also, all you have to remember is join SDFD. So that's it. I mean, it's firefighter proof, right? So on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube, wherever you are, just type in join SDFD. And so it's firefighter proof. Now, Captain Chandler, you brought up a great point, and I just want to echo what you shared. This is a test. So for the listeners out there, everything is a test. If you get an email, you have to read it. You have to respond in a timely manner.
Yep.
If you are given instructions, you have to make sure and understand the instructions. Mm-hmm. So read the email in its entirety.
Yep.
The flyer, I'll include the flyer on the landing page. Make sure and read the flyer.
Yep.
So your questions are probably going to be in that communication, in that email, on that flyer. Yep. And you brought up a good point. I'm a teacher, college professor, high school teacher. I talk with students all the time, and there is no such thing as a dumb question. Nope. There's no such thing. So I love playing 50 questions, and my students, they try to stump me, and I'll tell them, if I don't know the answer, I'll tell you.
Sure.
But you know what I'm going to go do is I'm going to go Google. I'm going to go look it up. So if you have a question, be self-sufficient, have your own leadership, and hold yourself accountable and go find the answer. So questions are good, but we're looking for candidates that can find the answers. So the internet is a great thing. Captain Stanley and I were both around before the internet, before email, before www, so
affirmative.
You have the internet, you have Google, you have a search engine.
Yep.
And the other thing that you can do is if you need help is go by your local fire station, go ask for help. And I know it's difficult, but a lot of departments are doing Zoom. A lot of departments are doing virtual recruitments. A lot of departments are accessible. So if you cannot go by and visit a station due to, social distancing, you can still call them. You can still visit with them when they're at the store or the supermarket. You can still get a hold of Captain Shanley. So you can send him a direct message on Instagram if that's easier for you. And again, that's our job. Our job is to help you. And that's what we want to do is we want to give back and we want to help. From being a barber, at a barber shop, I was working in retail at the time when I got into the fire service at 26. And there's always been somebody, I've helped a lot of candidates over the years, and there's always been somebody that's been that spark that's made the difference and has invested and paid it forward. Feel free to ask questions. Questions are important, but go look for the answer before you ask the question.
A lot of the questions that we have, like people say, do we have to have a CPAT to apply? Well, go back and read the minimum requirements. Go back and read the minimum because that answer's in there. How old do I have to be? Is there a cutoff? Go to our website and just take a second and look. I know it's easier to ask the question and depend on somebody else to give you the answer, but that's not going to help you be a successful candidate in this particular career field. What people need to understand is, and it's difficult when you're young, and you mentioned a good word, Chris, and then I'll end on this, is mentorship is really important. It's important for you to get somebody that can help you, not just get into fire service, but in life in general. There are certain things that you'll hear this over and over again, is that sometimes you don't even know what you don't know. And you have to have some folks that have already been down that road that can help you to be able to make those decisions. And you have to trust them. You have to trust that what they're telling you is going to help you in the long run. So it's important to pick a good mentor. A mentor is not somebody that agrees with everything that you say. A mentor is not someone that's afraid to tell you what you need to hear. Hopefully a mentor is not somebody that works in your family business. So when they just slap you upside your head or whatever, not in fear of losing their job, you need a mentor that is willing to invest in you as much as possible, but also is willing and able to tell you what you need to hear, and preferably someone that's been down the road before. So that's why you need to get into a cadet program, get into some kind of way, a program at your school or something like that. You need to get involved in something like that, because that's where you're going to find the people who are going to be able to tell you the best things. And if you want to know something about a particular department, go to that department. Don't ask questions about San Diego to Los Angeles City and vice versa. We just don't know. The fire service in general is the same. I mean, as far as what we do, but how we do it, where we do it, all the why is always going to be the same, but the how and the whatever is going to be different. You can't talk about LA's USAR team like you do San Diego's USAR team, things like that. So if you want to know about a particular department, if you know you want to be at a particular department, get a mentor from that department if you have the ability to do that, so you can learn their ways. You can learn their words. There's certain vernacular that they're going to use. There's certain shop talk, or there's certain ways that they refer to certain things that you're not going to get in a different department. So get a mentor, get a good mentor. And a good mentor, somebody is willing to tell you what you don't want to hear and don't care what you say, is willing to stick with you over the long haul, and preferably someone that is from the department that at least at this particular time you think that you want to be in. And if you don't know which department you want to be in, pick the department that is in your current location that's easiest for you to get to, and choose a mentor there and just get involved.
Having a mentor can make the difference between success and failure. For the listeners that are out there in the audience, I've mentored a lot of people over the last 15 years. A lot of people have mentored me.
Sure.
I have mentors. I teach mentoring across the country. I've taught mentorship at FDIC. I help a lot of departments in California with mentoring programs.
Yep.
And there's informal and formal mentorship. is key. So in order to be successful in life, you need to have a mentor. So reach out to your local fire department, reach out and see if they have a recruiter like Captain Shanley. You know, there's departments out there that actually will help you even if you don't get hired with their department.
Yep.
And what I love about the fire service, you could travel all over the country and any fire station you go to, you walk up, you knock on the door and they'll give you a place to stay. They'll give you a cup of coffee. They'll invite you to a meal. And I love traveling across the country and I love visiting fellow brothers and sisters across the country. And that's one thing that's about the fire service is we are a family and we take care of each other. And every firefighter that I've ever talked to has helped somebody get on the job. And so it's a good career, right? It's a good career when you're a barber and your client comes in and is like, hey, you need to join San Diego Fire Rescue Department. You could be in any career path. A firefighter will take time out of their day to help you get on the job.
I just want to encourage you again. I'll say this over and over again. Whatever you put into this career, you will always get more out. I promise you. So invest. Make the investment now. Continue to invest. Continue to invest. And the best department is the one that gives you a shot. And so just go for it. Take the shot. Go for it. It will be worth it, period.
For the listeners out in the audience, that badge that you are pursuing to become a public safety servant, and the day that you get pinned and you raise your right hand and you give the oath of a public safety servant, you have to put that badge over your heart. And so everything that you do might be through your hands and your fingers, through your structure gloves or your wildland gloves or your work gloves. But in order to help people, you have to go through your heart first. And it has to be sincere, compassion. And we're taking care of Mrs. Smith, and the public is entrusting us to take care of them on their worst day during their worst emergency. We see a lot of bad things. We see a lot of good things, but the heart of a public safety servant, there's no 912. There's no other number. They call 911 and they expect us to show up to take care of them. And they're expecting highly trained, proficient firefighters that'll respond anytime, any day, 24/7, 365, right? We don't take days off. We
100%.
We don't have holidays. Birthdays are at the firehouse. Holidays are at the firehouse. Our families are at the firehouse. And that we spend more time at the firehouse than we do our own homes. And our brothers and sisters at work, they're our families. We spend 30 years in this career. So I think of it like this. San Diego Fire Rescue Department's going to invest $3 million into you over your 30-year career. If you think about the training, the pay, the benefits, the retirement, you think about the whole benefit compensation package over your career. And then if you're fortunate and able to have a 30-year career, in the fire service, then you get to retire. And the retirement, they're going to pay you another $3 million over the course of your retirement. So if you think about it, it's a $6 million career. So this is a $6 million opportunity for you to join the San Diego Rescue Fire Department and be able to get in at the ground floor, firefighter trainee, basic requirements, and you get that opportunity to go through the fire academy and pass probation. And then you could, you know, be out on the beach. You could have a surfboard. You could wear shorts. There's so many opportunities in the fire service. So Captain Shanley, if I was a listener and I wanted to get a hold of you, how would I reach out and contact you?
Yeah. So you can send an email at joinstfd@sandiego.gov. You can also reach out to us on Instagram at joinstfd. Those are probably the best two ways to do that. And then from there, we can work on, depending on what a person needs, we can set up a phone call or a Zoom call or whatever the case is. But those are the two best ways for now to be able to do that. And again, remember, there's no dumb questions. There are not. The only dumb question is the one that you held to yourself or you answered by yourself without getting the facts. Read over the information. Make sure your question is not in the information. and then send an email, hit us up on Instagram or whatever. And we're happy to do any follow-up. And again, we'll either arrange a phone call or a Zoom call. We're happy to do that.
And Captain Chanley, as we wrap up the show, why should they join the San Diego Rescue Fire Department?
I believe the reason why a person should join San Diego Fire Rescue Department is there's a lot of reasons. One is because we're a large major metropolitan city and we really do the things that are taught in the classes that you're going to do. It's one of the differences. I tell people, like, a lot of people teach these classes, but like having the actual experience is a whole different apple, right? It's a whole different animal, rather. We actually do it. Our department runs over 15,000 calls every month in the city of San Diego. 11 to 1500 of those calls are fire calls, not necessarily always fully involved structure fires, but you will burn in the city of San Diego. You actually get to do that part of your job. We have a very diverse landscape. Like I said, you can work at the beach. You can work in downtown. We have the USAR team. We're the hazmat response for the county of San Diego. We got heavy rescue on our department. I mean, just we have brush rigs. We have 13 trucks. I mean, we have a dense population. You are literally going to do the job if you come and work with us. And you get the best weather in the country consistently and the best Mexican food in all of California. And I will say that we have some of the best firefighters in the country. I don't say this to slight another department. Not in one bit do I do that. But we have some of the most prepared, committed firefighters in the country that work for the city of San Diego. I will put our workforce up against anybody's workforce, and we will either match or exceed their intensity, knowledge, and commitment to doing this job. If you work for the city of San Diego, you will actually be a firefighter. You won't just have a mustache. You will actually get to do your job. I'm telling you. And I can't think of a better career or better people to do it with than San Diego Fire Rescue Department employees. And that is from the bottom of my heart. Everyone that I work with is committed, excellent at what they do, and do it for the right reasons. And so, let me just say this last thing, Chris, that yes, I work for the city of San Diego and I love my department and I love the folks that I work with. But I also mean from the bottom of my heart that the best department is the one that gives you a shot. And wherever you get hired at will be the best place that you've ever worked if they give you a shot. So take the shot, get into the fire service. It doesn't matter where you do it at. The fire service is amazing and you'll always get more than what you put into it from the fire service.
Well, thank you, Captain Chanley, for the gift of your time and for the opportunity to share your words of wisdom with my audience. And I look forward to our friendship and our mentorship. And I just want to thank you for all that you've invested, not only into me, but into the fire service.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us. Super grateful. I'm glad we finally got a chance to link up. And thanks again for inviting us. And take care, Chris. And happy new year again to you, man, and to everyone else listening. Thank you.